your host, Alex, and today I'm joined by Alessia from Persephone's Blood.
Hi.
So we prepared a little game for you. Two lies and a truth. You can go first.
So, first one is I have two sisters. Second one is I have never drunk coffee in my entire life.
Okay.
And third one is I was born in a car, in a taxi.
Okay. So you always talk about one of your sisters.
Yes.
So I think that's not true.
Yes, correct.
Then, I mean, if you were born in a taxi, I think I would have known about this by now. It's kind of tragic. So I think you've never drank coffee.
Yes, drunk true.
Coffee. I mean, I'm not a big coffee drinker too, but there are nice
I was coffees. Never interested in coffee.
No?
No.
I like when men smell like coffee.
I like the smell of coffee too,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like the taste of it.
I mean, you can make it tasty with sugar.
I don't even like coffee like candy. If it tastes 1% like coffee, I'm out.
Okay, that's different. Okay, mine are, I have three cousins on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
I once won a hot dog eating contest, and I have met the previous Pope.
I think that you have three cousins on your mom's side.
I actually don't.
Oh.
Okay. Well, my family is really big, but I only have one cousin on my mom's side. Like a real cousin.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, hot dog or Pope? I think that you've met the Pope.
Why?
You give me the feeling that you
Pope vibes. Pope vibes. Yeah, you're right. I met the Pope. The previous Pope.
When?
I think I was like 12 years old. I was in Rome with my school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I felt like puking that day. And my sister had to watch out for me. And then, you know, like the Pope, he walks around and he touches children. Well, not in the Pope. He blesses children.
Yeah.
I was hiding somewhere because I really thought I'm going to throw up. And then we went to the place where he, like, walks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he waved at me. I saw the Pope.
Wow.
And
that's
he saw
cool.
me. I know. I didn't cherish it at that moment. But
I think you could win a hot dog contest if you put your mind into it.
I think I could.
Yes.
It depends on the hot dog.
Yes.
If it's not tasty, I'm not going to try. But
yeah.
If it's a really good one, I can do it. Okay. So I hope you like this little game. Today we're going to talk about hookup culture. And I thought Alessia might be a very good person to talk about. Not
yes.
because she has some sort of knowledge about that, but I think it could be interesting.
So the first thing about hookup culture that is very important to me is that the majority of the people I knew who participated in hookup culture wanted that because they had some kind of feelings
yeah.
for that other person.
Always.
So feelings were always involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew, okay, the person is maybe not ready to be in a relationship yet. So they settle for this physical intimacy because
mm-hmm.
they know if they don't do that, they lose that person completely. And that is the first problem for me with hookup culture because they don't do it because they really enjoy this physical intimacy. They do it
yeah.
because they hope that someday this person wakes up and think, oh my god, I actually do want a relationship with this person.
But I mean, that's so sad.
Yes.
Like, I've been in a relationship for quite some time now. And honestly, I don't want to only sleep with him.
Yes,
like, there's
exactly.
so much more to that person that I love so much. And there's so much more that he can give me.
What's really interesting is that you see a lot of videos on TikTok about women like encouraging young women
yeah.
to give away their bodies easily. And the question is like, who is benefiting from
yeah.
hookup culture? Because I have seen videos where people talk openly about that. They wait the whole night for the man to call them and tell them, yeah, come over, I'm ready for you now. And who is benefiting in that situation?
That's like ordering pizza.
Yes, exactly.
You're hungry and you're ordering pizza.
Yes. And they don't really realize that they give away themselves so easily and give away themselves to someone who's not appreciating them as a person, but just as a body they can
yeah.
have fun with for
and I feel
half
like,
an hour.
Yeah, and I feel like also if you do that kind of thing, you always lose a bit of yourself. A self-respecting woman would never do such a thing with herself. I mean, yes, you can sleep with whoever you want to, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, if you see that this person is not interested in you as a person, they don't ask you how you have been, they are
yeah.
not there for you when you're feeling sad, but if they want something physical, they call you and you are there immediately.
Mm.
This is, like, the line where I say that you have no self-respect because
yeah.
you are there for them every time when they want to have their physical needs. fulfilled.
In my opinion, the mm-hmm. people who benefit from these kinds of relationships, that's always men.
Yes.
Because first of all, you cannot tell me that whatever you're doing is so great, you have to like keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're not experiencing what you're supposed to experience with a person you really love and that loves you. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you cannot tell me that it's that great with that person.
No.
You're only settling. Like, if there's no love, you cannot tell me that it's amazing.
No. And I have known women who were in situationships for years.
Yeah.
And they talked to me and they said to me, yes, but if I do enough for him, then one day he will maybe love me, he will maybe see my worth.
No,
like,
no.
They think they, the more they give to them, that this is the way they can get him to love her or to like her. But that's not the case, because he has seen that you don't value yourself at all. He can do with you what you what he wants. And you're not there to set the boundary.
No, because every boundary you had, you stepped over the second you went over to his place when he called you.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, you can do whatever you want. Of course, if you feel like you need it right now, like desperately, you have to get it. I mean, go get it, but
yes.
You're not going to feel fulfilled. You're not going to feel happy. You're not going to feel all of those feelings that you have to feel after you've done such a thing. Like, for example, okay, men traditionally, when they have sex, they come almost every time. Women don't.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, you cannot tell me that she's just there to do the thing. She wants love. She wants you to look at her a certain way. She wants you to tell her how beautiful she is.
Exactly.
And that's why she stays, not because the sex is amazing.
And the thing is that it's like scientifically proven that when you are intimate with someone, your brain releases binding hormones. Like this is proven. This is not something we can make up.
I think.
Yes. And I have the feeling that people are lying to themselves.
Yes.
They say, yeah, that's just a casual thing. Yes, for you, maybe you tell yourself that it is a casual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But your brain, your body, it needs this affection and love.
I mean, the thing is, of course, no matter what you do, you will release oxytocin.
Yes.
Like, in the most cases. I mean, if we're talking about a deep topic and we can relate to each other, yes, there's going to be some sort of oxytocin. But sleeping with someone is different. That's like combining your bodies.
Yeah.
And women release a lot more hormones every day. I mean, it's, men have like normal hormone balance. We don't.
Yeah.
We release hormones like crazy people. There's so much going on within us. And they're like, no, it's all good. We're just doing the thing. It's all okay. We're not going to fall in love. You might not fall in love, but she's already.
And the thing is, like, people underestimate the soul connection you create when you are physical with someone, because I believe in that if you exchange your energy with someone on this deep level, like you can't just separate your ways and everything is going to be fine. You are going to be connected with that person.
And I mean, also, I mean, your bodies become one at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, whatever you do, but you become one, and you cannot tell me that that does not mean anything to you. Like, the deepest, purest form, like the most ancient form of intimacy, you're giving that away just for fun.
Yeah.
And that is not fun. That is sad. Again.
And actually, like, you crave real affection and real intimacy, but you are being fed with these breadcrumbs of affection here and there. And you think, okay, maybe I will get enough one day. I just have to stick by him until he's ready for a relationship. But you lose so many opportunities by staying with someone who just wants this one side of you.
Yeah.
Like, you miss out on all the opportunities around you because you think, no, I'm going to wait for him. And this is the problem. Like, feelings are always involved when it comes to hookup culture or situationship.
And they're like, but he thinks I'm beautiful.
Mm.
He might think you're beautiful on the outside, but he doesn't want to get to know you. He does not think about you as a beautiful person or woman on the inside. If he really truly thought you were beautiful, he would want more than just your body. And yes, your body might be perfect and beautiful, whatever, I don't care. You might have the best curves and whatever, but if a guy looks at you and says, no, I actually just want to stick it in and then leave.
And even if he thinks that you're beautiful inside too, like, if he's not ready to give you commitment, you can do nothing to make him. This is a huge misconception that a lot of women have. They think they have to give and give and give until the man sees, okay, she does so much for me, I will marry her now. But that's like how
that's
we women
think.
It's never
going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, for real, just imagine if I hypothetically had a kind of like special friendship with a guy, and he later will tell me, yo, I'm in love with you. I want to marry you. No, thank you. I used you for your body. I thought you had an amazing six pack, whatever. I didn't want to get married to you. That was the line I drew. I just wanted physical intimacy. Of course, most of the time this happens more to women than to men. But at the end of the day, if I wanted you for your body, there is a reason why I didn't want to date you.
Yeah.
And there's a specific reason. I don't know if it's your character, if I'm not ready, commitment issues, whatever. But there was a reason why you were only good enough for sex. And that's what many women really don't want to get.
And I think it destroys the values that we have as a society, because it has become so normal that we can have intimacy. Like, people can download apps and have intimacy in the blink of an eye. If they decide to get physical with someone today, they just have to download an app and flirt their way into it. And that's it.
They don't even have to flirt. They have to say, like, yo, I think you're attractive. Yes. I want to fuck. Are you in?
And I think that this is the case. Like, this is the reason why we lose this pure form of connection, like soul connection, because we think we can have everything so easily and we don't have to put in the effort. Because if there's a man and he tells me, yeah, I just want to have something casual with you, what he tells me between the lines with that is that I'm good enough for some fun, but I'm not good enough for him to put real effort into me.
And I also think, you know, women tend to be like very categoric about these things. Some say, oh my god, yes, I really like that, that's my thing, I love it. And then there are women like us who say, no, that's never going to work. And some women have that mentality because they've tried. Some women have that mentality because they just don't believe in these things. And then there are women who just don't want to give their bodies away like that. And that's okay. If you want to have like 10 bodies under your belt, whatever, how many, I don't care. You can do that, of course. It's not my job to judge what goes inside of you and what doesn't. But if you do these things, you cannot be surprised why you can't build real connections. You cannot be surprised as to why nobody really wants you, because first of all, people talk. I wouldn't want a guy to talk to another guy and be like, yo, I fucked her, but you know, she's okay.
Yes.
She's a bit annoying. That's not what I want. Imagine how badly your reputation can get like damaged at this point.
And I wouldn't want a man who's like famous around the town for having every girl. I want a selective man. And the problem is, like, many women have called people like me a pick-me, and they say, you don't give away yourself easily to every man, and that's because you're a pick-me. For me, a pick-me is a woman who gives herself away to every man because her first priority is to please a man. Her first priority is not herself or her values or her worth. Her first priority is, what can I do for a man?
Yes, 100%.
This is a pick-me for me.
And you know, there's a story I'm going to tell you real quick. When I was like 17 years old, I was in a club, like casual things. I was just like clubbing a friend of mine. It was her birthday. And a guy came up to me and he was like, yo, aren't you Alex? I was like, yeah, why? And he goes, my friend Kevin, do you remember Kevin? He fucked you. I was like, huh? I 100% don't remember fucking Kevin. Like, I wouldn't have done that. And he was like, no, really, like Kevin, you remember him, don't you? I was like, no, I really don't. And he said, okay, come to our table. I'm going to show him, like, you know him. You know him for sure. And I looked at him. I've never seen that man in my life. Oh, I was, like, 17 years old at that point. He was, like, maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this man.
Like, he decorated himself with saying that
he said he fucked me. I didn't even text him. I don't know who that guy was. Apparently, it was Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going up to him. I was like, oh, my God, you're the one who couldn't get it up, right? And his friends started laughing. But I didn't clear up the air that I did not have sex with him, which now I regret, because there's still some people who think I fucked Kevin, which I really didn't
But you still used that situation to your advantage. Like, you did it very strategically.
Yeah. And his friends, they laughed at him. And then he tried to correct himself, being like, no, I don't know her, and I didn't do that. And then they were like, oh, okay, sure, Kevin.
Yeah.
But you didn't fuck her. Oh, okay. But just 2 minutes ago, you did fuck her? And it was like this really uncomfortable situation for him, because I made it uncomfortable for him, but also for me, because I didn't fuck Kevin.
Yeah.
That's not my... And I was in a relationship at that point. So, first of all, I don't do that. Second of all, I don't date or fuck Kevins. And third of all, I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But he made it look like I did. And now I regret not saying that I didn't. But, you know,
but
I can't change it.
But he embarrassed himself.
Yes, he embarrassed himself. Yeah. Maybe I helped a little bit. But that was a thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
And then his friend started, like, texting me and being like, yo, you want to meet up? And then I was like, damn, I embarrassed your friend in front of you. Do you really want to do
that? This is a thing that happens often with men, that if like they go for the woman mm-hmm. some of their friends had. And I don't That's understand disgusting. This. Because as a woman, I would never in my life go for the ex of a friend of mine.
That's strange.
Yes.
Imagine being like, oh, you're now inside of me. Then you were inside yes. of my best friend. That's so cute. We're bonding. Eskimo sisters.
But a lot of men do that.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Why?
And I don't believe that their friends would do that. Until you show them. Yes, yeah. they
Yeah, I had that happen to me.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy. And not once and not twice.
Mm.
And I'm like, damn. You think I fucked Kevin. Why would you want to join? Like, that's strange.
Yeah.
Also, I could embarrass you, potentially.
When I was younger, like, in my school, there were a lot of people around me who were sexually very active.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they asked me if I did something with someone. And I said, no, I haven't done anything. And they told me, yeah, but that's boring. Like, you need to do something. Boys aren't going to be interested in you if you don't show them that you're going to do something. And I was like, but why would I want a boy to be interested in me just because I gave him my body?
Yeah.
And I have this friend, she's very religious, and she wants to wait until marriage.
Right to do.
And she had a friend, and I told her that's a fake friend, because her friend told her, what you're doing is not right. Like, you have to do something with men, because they won't be interested in you for long.
Yeah.
And she was a very sexually active person, and she tried to, like, argue with her. Yes, manipulate her into becoming like her.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's devilish.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in school, I was like 15 years old. I was cold heart virgin. I've never done anything. I've never seen anything.
Same.
And there were two girls. One was openly lesbian, and the other one was very sexually active. I told you about the story earlier. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I was the only one who only liked men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was only into men. And, like, the very sexually active one liked men and women, then there was the lesbian one.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we were, like, 16, at that point, they both came, like, up to me, and they were like, oh my god, you know what's so strange? And I was like, no, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we both are no longer virgins. I was like, okay, congratulations, what do you want from me now? And the lesbian one was like, well, I'm not a virgin, not with men and not with women. And I look at her and I'm like, okay.
Do you want me to clap for you?
Yeah. Well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to give you candy? Like, what is it? Do you want a counselor? I don't know what you want me to do. And then the one, like, the very active one, she's like, well, it's kind of embarrassing for you.
Oh my god.
I was like, exactly why is that embarrassing for me? And she's like, well, you like men and men like you. I said, well, thank you, but I'm not, like, that's not gonna happen if there's no connection, if I don't love that person, if there's nothing I can, like, really feel with that person. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I think at 15 I was way too young, and they were way too young as well, because they had no idea what they were doing. But they, I don't know, they just told me I'm embarrassing for not hooking up with guys.
This is a huge thing, I think, like, in the United States, that people get really offended if you are a virgin. Like, they get really angry about the fact. I don't understand this, because here in Europe, it's still a fact, like, people make fun about this, but not as much as in the United States. Like, I have heard stories of people going to school there, and they, like, if they get into a relationship and the guy knows that you haven't had sex yet, they blame you for that. Like, they are, oh my god.
What is there to blame for?
Be happy. Yes, I don't understand this. Be happy she wasn't
passed around, like, a drink or a joint.
Yes.
I mean, I'm very happy that I know that I wasn't, like, amazingly active or whatever. I don't have 20 people under my belt. Like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know my boyfriend doesn't either. So I'm, like, okay with that. I'm cool with that. I don't want people to be like, oh, you see that guy with this girl? I fucked him.
Yes.
Congratulations. But no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, I don't know. It's uncomfortable for me to be, like people telling each other, you know, those two people, I know who they fucked and I know who fucked whom and whatever. That's not what I want. I want people to be like, oh my god, they're so cute, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want people to be like, who fucked who?
To know everything about your private life, because you have been so around and so active that basically everyone around knows what you did.
I also think that these, like, one-sided relationships between people, that's extremely dangerous. Like, there's extremely, like, a lot of, especially women, who go crazy after a breakup, and they're like, oh my god, I'm gonna burn his house down, I'm gonna kill him, and whatever.
Mm.
But there's also lots of men who do that, which is actually crazy.
I think people promote this toxic behavior, actually, especially on TikTok, and they're like, if he cheats on me, I'm going to kill him, or I'm going to do this and that. Like, if someone decides to cheat on you, there's mm-hmm. nothing you can do to show him, oh my God, you have lost so much. Because this person, he knows what he did in the moment.
Yeah, and he doesn't care.
Yes. And the best thing you can do is just distance yourself and break up. You know, why would you put in more of your energy into that person who already disrespects you?
You know, the thing is, when I was younger, I got cheated on in basically almost all of my relationships, which is kind of painful. But I got cheated on, like, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, the first few times I was like, oh, shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oopsie, you know? I tried to make excuses for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, after some point, I remember this, like, turning point where I just went crazy and I threw things at him. And I tell the story to my friends a lot and they're like, oh my God, you're so funny. But I was so mad because mm-hmm. I started just to grab things that were around me and throw them at him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw some condoms that mm-hmm. were used. Well, not used, but, like, opened.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that pack.
Yeah.
So I knew it couldn't happen anything, like, with me really throwing his cat at him. I just took things and I threw them, and the cat was, like, right beside me.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, but maybe he didn't mean it, whatever. Maybe he has some deeper issues.
People always excuse men cheating. Yeah. I have experiences as well. Like, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me. And it's very funny because the girl who cheated on me was very popular for always going for men who are in relationships. And she messaged me and she was like, do you know where your man is right now? And I was like, what do you mean? And she sent me pictures and everything. She was really...
She was proud.
Yes, she was proud for
that.
But
that's... Do you know the mistress... What is it called? The mistress effect or the mistress syndrome?
Yeah.
I made a video once about it.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Yes.
Women with bad, like,
mm-hmm.
self-worth go yeah. for taken men.
Yes.
And then they're like, okay, but if I could take him away from her, then I'm better than her.
They think they are special. And they always say, yes, he has a relationship. I don't need to respect the fact that he has a relationship. But what does it say about you?
It doesn't... nothing good.
Yes. If you don't respect yourself enough to know... Okay, he is in a relationship,
and
yes, it's his problem if he wants to cheat, but I'm not going to participate in that.
No. And you know, I've heard lots of excuses, and I actually once was a side chick, which I didn't know, I just found out later, but I've heard so many excuses like, well, but he doesn't feel welcomed at home, and so he has to escape into another world and whatever. I don't give a flying fuck about what you have to do to escape.
Yeah.
You have to break up first.
Right.
And when I was the side chick... Mm-hmm. And it was a guy that was way older than I was, which I'm not proud of at this point, but he was, like, a good amount, like, very old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was at his place, and I was, like, always weirded out because I saw, like, girl stuff. But my stupid little brain didn't put one and one together.
Mm-hmm.
He always told me, oh, that's my sisters. Oh, that's my friends and whatever. I was like, weird. Why do you have a makeup table for your friends and sister? He was like, oh, yeah, because they always get ready at my place because, like, my place is the closest to the club, which made sense because he lived, like, across the club. And I was like, okay, maybe.
I remember, like, I got into the car of my ex-boyfriend and there was a lash lying around.
Oh my God.
And I have permanent
lash extensions. Same.
And I was like...
That's not mine.
Like, who is this lash from? And he told me, that's yours. And I was like, I have lash extensions. They, like, they last for a week. This can't be mine. I have never glued a lash onto my eye because I can't do this.
Yeah.
And he tried to gaslight me into, no, that is your lash. What are you trying to say? This is really
But like, that's
insane.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, when I found out I was the side chick, his main chick came in.
Uh-huh.
I didn't put one and one together. And she was working in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She was a nurse. And they lived together because they were married.
Oh my God.
Yeah, didn't know that. And we, at that point, we haven't done anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, we just kissed. Like, nothing major. But I was hanging out at his place, and I didn't want to sleep with him because I was like, okay, I got burned many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh my God, yeah, girl, I understand. I've got burned too, and whatever. And, like, sweet-talking me. And every time we tried to do something, I always pushed him away.
Uh-huh.
Like, this whole thing went on for maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I was constantly at his place, whatever. Because he always worked at night, and she worked in the morning. So they basically never saw each other.
Oh
and,
my God.
Well, they basically have never been home at the same time, which maybe explains why he felt the need to cheat.
Yeah.
Still not trying to explain his behavior. But she came in because she felt sick at the doctor's office.
Mm.
Well, not the doctor's office, at the place where she worked, which was, like, a hospital. And she felt sick and she came home.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, we are cuddled up on the sofa. And she's like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my God.
Which I absolutely understand because I would have reacted the same way.
Yeah.
And I look at him and I'm like, And he's like, oh, don't listen to her. She's crazy. She's crazy. Don't listen to her. And at that point, it clicked. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am the side piece.
Yes.
And she looked at me and I looked at her. And I told her, I had no idea you existed. I almost cried. I felt so bad for her. And she was like, leave. And I packed my 7 things I had with me and I left.
This is the difference. Like, I have met a guy. Not met a guy, but I got to know him. And he was flirting with me. Like, we planned to do a trip together. Everything was fine. And then suddenly he distanced himself. And I was like, okay, maybe he needs some time. But then a friend of mine and I found out that he had a girlfriend for 5 years. I took everything I had, like the whole screenshots, and I messaged her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, thank you for letting me know. Like, I would have married that guy because over here he's known for being so loyal and trustworthy. Like, if I know that a guy is in a relationship, the first thing I do is, like, I message the girl.
Oh my God, you know what I love to do? When I get comments underneath my videos on Instagram or TikTok, whatever, I always, like, if it's flirty stuff, like, oh my God, you're so beautiful, I always check their bio.
Yeah, same.
And I love it when there's just, like, name and wifey. And then sometimes when they have children in the picture, I always find the wife and I send them this comment. I know it's maybe not the best move, but somebody has to
stop. It's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So many guys message me and I see that they are in relationships. And I think to myself, like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And they message me stuff like, oh my God, I need to wife you up.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you? Not just casual stuff, but they are in a relationship and they talk to another woman, I want to marry you.
Like, no.
This is insane.
That's so crazy. And I'm like, sometimes it's even like, a lot of the times actually, it's very happy relationships between these two people, you know?
Yeah.
And then they fuck up so badly. And I'm like, damn.
Like, the girl from the guy I have told you, she told me that it was her birthday and then he suddenly went away. And I showed her that he called me on that day. And he went away from her on that day because he wants to call me. Like, she blocked me now. I don't know if they are together again. But I know for myself that I did the right thing. I couldn't sleep at night with knowing that I wouldn't tell her anything because she needs to know that. And I knew that he was not good for her. I did my thing. Yeah. And what they do, like, if they forgive each other and move on, it is their thing.
It's not mine. It's absolutely theirs. You know, I just think, I hate when women go back to their, like, cheating ex.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, like, the whole thing with Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson? Every time she said, oh my God, we're on good terms. We're talking again. We're trying to make it better. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your child sees how you're being abused by your ex who can't keep it in his pants.
I don't know much about their relationship, but it seems like they have this trauma bond, especially when she got abused by him.
Oh, that's bad. Uh-huh. It's really, really bad. I don't know, honestly. But, you know, the thing is, I feel like these kinds of, like, situationships, you're, like, most of them don't end up in a good place.
Yeah.
Most of them don't. And, of course, there are some happy stories, like, oh my God.
There are always some exceptions.
Yeah, of course. That's, like, that what makes the rule.
Yeah.
Exceptions make the rule.
Yes.
And I'm like, damn, like, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that it worked. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But how do you know you're his only situationship?
And how do you know that it could only get there by you disrespecting yourself? Because
how do you live with that?
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to.
What do you want to tell your kids one day? You're like, yes, he just called me when he wanted physical intimacy and I jumped for him in the minute he called me. But yeah, someday, like years after that, he eventually made his mind up and wanted to marry me.
I wouldn't tell that my kids.
I would be ashamed to tell my kids about
that. Honestly, yes. I would say it's an arranged marriage.
Yes.
No. You know, when, for example, my parents, okay, they had a very tumultuous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They got married when they were 18. Well, my mom was 18, my dad was 20. Then they got divorced when she was 20, he was 22. So I would have been a divorced woman by now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got married again when she was 22 and he was 24.
Mm-hmm.
They got a divorce because they saw it's not working for them. And then 2 years later, they got married again. And now they have been happily married for God knows how long, like really long, almost 30 years at this point. And I love that for them. And that's an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Like, I had on-off relationships with guys, and I was always like, maybe it's going to work. Maybe I'm going to get married at the end. No, you're not going to get married at the end. That's not how this works. Most of the time, this is not the rule. That's not what's going to happen.
But the difference is, like, your father wanted to marry her again immediately. Like, he wanted to prove her that he wants to put in the effort and give her stability and a ring on her finger.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't say, yeah, let's try it, and without, like, putting a label onto it. He showed her, okay, I want to do it seriously.
He came crawling back to her.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask her to marry him. He just said, what are you going to do next summer? And she was like, well, I don't know. And he was like, you're going to marry me. That's it. We're going to get married again. And I mean, that's super romantic, kind of, but sometimes my mom talks to me about, like, this whole thing that happened, mm-hmm. and she's like, I've never experienced such bad pain in my life,
mm-hmm.
and it took a lot of me to forgive your dad. Mm-hmm. Okay, by the way, my dad didn't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's a nice guy. He did not cheat, but things happen, mm-hmm. and my mom took him by his word, and they made it. I don't know many men like my dad who really, mm-hmm. like, they say they're going to do something, they do it.
This is why I don't trust words anymore. Like, it's nice to hear a man talking to you and he's saying things like, oh my God, you're so beautiful, I would do everything for you. But I trust actions. Yes. At the end of the day, I trust actions. You can tell me, I am your world, I'm your star, mm-hmm. I'm your universe. But if your actions doesn't prove that you mean your words, they are not worth anything.
You know, also, I mean, actions, of course, very important. Like, you can, as you said, you can say anything you want, and if you don't mean it, you don't mean it.
Yeah.
But for example, my boyfriend, when we first started dating,
mm-hmm.
I was, like, super damaged. Mm-hmm. I was broken. And he kind of, like, pieced me back together with mm-hmm. his words and with his actions.
Yeah.
Which is not, like, I mean, it's not crazy. That's kind of what the person you love and loves you are supposed to do. But the thing is that, like, kind of, like, showed me that he's different was he always followed through. He always did what he was supposed
to do. That's the difference.
And, like, not many guys do that, actually.
No, many guys are just talking and talking. They promise you the world. And at the end of the day, when you really need them, they are not available.
And that's so sad, because how can you tell me you love me? How can you tell me you need me? How can mm-hmm. you tell me I'm whatever you need to breathe, mm-hmm. I'm the oxygen, whatever. How can you say those things,
mm-hmm.
then turn around and bang another girl?
And especially with men, like, they prove themselves with their actions.
Yeah.
And we women, we think that words are the way to know if someone loves us, but
mm-hmm.
you just know if they do what they say.
Yeah. Isn't that what Harvey said? The book you gave me.
That's what he said. Like, act like a
lady, think like a boss, or like a man.
Yes.
Like, I read this passage like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was like, men show their love by actions, providing.
Yes.
And I have a notes thing in my phone where I wrote some things down, but that's true.
Yeah.
Like, men are going to say anything to get you laid.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that's true. That's mm-hmm. what they do. They sweet talk you, and then they do what they have to do, and then they leave.
Yeah.
And then there's the good ones, like, not all men, of course, but then there's the good ones who are like, I love you. And then they show you, they buy you roses, they make food for you. They, like, if they know you have a stressful day, they run a bath for you.
Yeah.
They put, like, bubbly stuff in it, whatever. Like, men show how much they love you.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love nice words and I love love letters, but like I see these words and mm-hmm. I smile for a second and then I forget them because my brain doesn't even take this seriously anymore.
100%.
But if I see like a man giving like me flowers or buying me a small nice thing that I like, maybe I don't know, a necklace or something, then I know, okay, he really put in the effort. He wanted to show me that he cares.
I remember that was like one of my ex-boyfriends. He I think he also cheated, but when we just started dating, like, we've been together for, like, 3 months, I think, I remember texting him, and I was like, I'm in such a bad mood. I'm cramping, I hate my life, everything sucks, I'm hungry, I want something fatty, everything is disgusting, I can't do this. And I was just in a really bad place, in a really bad mood. And I knew that he was going to come by in the evening, and then I was like, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Like, I want to see you. That's going to be so nice, you know? And he took all of these things I told him, and he went to a pizza store.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in an order, and then he brought the pizza to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told him I'm hungry, but I don't want to eat, but, like, I love food and stuff. And he came back to my home. Like, he came to me, and he had, like, 2 pizza boxes in his hand. And I was like, damn.
That's nice.
That's so nice.
That's cute.
And a girl I knew worked at that pizza store at the time. And later, like, the evening or the next morning, I really don't remember, she texted me. She's like, how did you like the pizza? And that was so cute because he told her it was for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, he could have just said, no, I'm going to a party. No, I got it for my family because he had a big family, you know?
Yeah.
But he told her, I'm getting my girlfriend pizza.
And this is the thing I always tell women to do. Like, never go to a man and say to him, yeah, buy me flowers. No. I want flowers. No. Like, place the seed of this thought inside of his head. Mm-hmm. Say to him, I like flowers, or I am hungry right now. And see what he does with this.
Mm-hmm.
But never, like, demand him to buy you something or tell him, go buy this for me. No. This is not how it works.
You know, for example, my boyfriend, for example, I love him to pieces. Mm-hmm. But he does not give me flowers that often.
Mm-hmm.
So... But again, I once told him, I had a very crazy ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He would only get me flowers when he fucked up.
So you are conditioned to think that if you get flowers, someone did something.
Actually, yes. Like, the only person I trust that gives me flowers is my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time, like every year on my birthday, I get the amount of flowers that I returned in age. Yeah. That's really cute. And he does that for my mom too. And my mom is like 49 at this point, and roses are expensive. So he, like, we have these giant bouquets at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one person that I really trust with flowers, or my friends, like my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, to every birthday, whatever, we always give each other flowers because that's what you do, like, in my culture specifically. Yeah. And my boyfriend gives me flowers on my birthday, on our anniversary, which is, like, coincidentally also Valentine's Day. And sometimes if we go on a walk and he sees a beautiful flower, he picks it for me, and then, like, he picks a whole bouquet for me.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, I don't get flowers that often.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've gotten a few. Maybe, like, over the 2.5 years we've been dating, I think it's been, like, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. I can live with that, because he does lots of other things for me.
Yes.
And I feel like when I tell him I'm hungry, he jumps up and he makes food for me, which is really nice, because...
This is his love language, and to this act of service, to give you something, to make something out of his hands for you.
And for me, for example, my love language is, like, physical touch, and I think it's called gifts.
Gift giving, this is my love language as well. Gift giving.
Yes, because, for example, I know he does not have a good skincare routine. The one that he has is mine.
Yeah.
And every time I go to the store, for example, I'm like, oh, I think he's out of this cream. I'm going to get it for him.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's be honest, €5 is not that much. Every time I came over to your place, by the way, we're at her place right now. Every time I come over to your place, I always bring something.
Yes, that's so cute.
Thank you. Because I just, I don't like coming empty-handed.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I do. That's not what I've been taught.
Yeah.
I mean, I know with you, I can't bring you champagne or something because you're not going to drink it.
Yeah.
But with my other friends, for example, I bring, like, champagne or whatever, and then we drink it together, and it's, like, all cute and fun. And, or tea, whatever. It's, like, the smallest things, but they count.
And this is the reason why I have such high standards, because I treat my friends so good, and they treat me so good. Same. Like, the other day, I was so sad, and a girlfriend of mine, she brought me flowers in front of my door.
That's okay.
So why should I expect less from a man that I am dating if my friends do this for me?
Yeah, for example, in my case, I always say my friends are my non-negotiables.
Yes.
Like, my friends, ride or die. I'm not going to let you go. Yeah. I had this one friend that I had to, like, part ways with. I think I told you the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful for me. Mm-hmm. I've cried, like, so much. And I remember I cried even, like, over a year after this happened. I missed her. I still miss her from time to time, the version that she was.
Mm-hmm.
I miss her, like, a lot. I could talk to her. We had so much fun together.
Friendship breakups are sometimes worse than relationship breakups.
They're always worse.
Yeah.
Like, all the guys that I've dated, you know, eventually, after, like, 3 months, I was over it.
Mm.
I was okay. I was not crying anymore. I didn't miss them anymore. It was a chemical reaction. It ended. I'm okay. With my girlfriends, like, this friend, the specific friend, I knew her for, God, let me count. Like, 14 years. We've spent our whole childhood together. We've been on vacations, like, little vacations together. We've done so many things together, you know? And when I've lost her, I was broken.
Do you know the quote, we were girls together? Like, you grew up together?
No, but I like it.
I had a friend as well. We have known each other since I was 5, and then I broke up contact with her. And to be honest, I am a Taurus, so it means I am patient, but if you cross a line, I am done with you immediately.
Yeah.
I don't even think about you anymore.
Yeah.
And this is what happened to her, because she did so many little things to me that proved to me that she doesn't care about me, that I was like, okay, bye, I'm out of your life now.
You know, the interesting thing is with, like, my situation, she crossed so many of my boundaries.
Yeah.
And I really only realized that after I cut her off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like, no, that's her character. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was making excuses for her because she wouldn't. So I made them.
Yeah.
And I always was like, no, that's her character. It's fine. She's a bit difficult, but she's a good friend.
Yeah.
She wasn't. She really wasn't. She was frugal. She could be really mean to me. She openly called me a slut to our other friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were only friends because of her. And she openly called that other friend, like, stupid in front of me. And she wasn't a really good person. She had really good sides to her. But mm-hmm. I think those were things she learned how to behave.
I had a friend once, and we had such a good friendship. And then she confessed to me that she fell in love with me.
Oh my God.
And things became very obsessive because I told her, we can't be friends anymore. If you have feelings for me, I don't have the same feelings for you.
Mm.
And she told me, oh no, I can deal with this.
Oh, you can.
But then, like, every time she tried to control me, she tried to really, she acted like a toxic boyfriend would.
That's bad.
And it was so sad because I thought, okay, I wanted this friendship with you. But I feel like as if she has just used me to the point where I relied on her so much because she knew all of my weaknesses and she would use them against me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know these situations. First, okay, not my friend did not fall in love with me. But for example, one of my weaknesses was always how I saw myself, like how I saw my body. And I know I'm not fat. I know I'm not overweight. I know I'm just curvier. But that's not the body type I saw in the people that were around me. But she had also, she was even more curvy than I was at that point. And I was like, at that point, I was really skinny. Like I was around 56 kg. Like now I'm around 64. I weigh a lot more, but like, I don't think you can tell. But I used to be like skinny, but I had big boobs, big ass. And she was heavier. She was on the heavy side. And she also had boobs and ass, but she was she would always say stuff like, well, men don't like skinny women.
Oh my God.
And I was like, girl, men don't like you. What's the problem? Like, what is it? You know?
Like, why is she trying to put you down?
Just and she always did that. She always did that. She also, for example, I always used to, like, when I put makeup on, I love putting on, like, lots of eye makeup. Right now, because of I have eyelash extensions, I don't do that because I don't know how to clean it properly off. So I just don't do that. But I always love to wear like crazy eyeliners, different colors, light blue, dark blue, black, brown, whatever. And she would always be like, well, you need that because you have small eyes.
Oh my God.
And I remember one day I was like, damn, at least mine are beautiful. She was like, damn, why would you say that?
Like you fight it back.
Yeah, I fought back.
Yeah.
And we had these moments where I had to fight back pretty often, but then she would calm down again because I like gave her something to think about, or maybe I just told her, like showed her that you cannot behave this way. But she would do that so many times. And then I remember once, like, I think a year ago, we were at the birthday of the other friend, like, now my best friend. And I remember she asked my best friend, like, so is she still with this, you know, this guy? Again, insinuating that I'm a whore. And I was like, damn, why would you do that? Like, that's none of your business. You're insecure. You don't want me to have your boyfriend. I don't want him. I don't want him. I don't like him. Why would I want him?
It's so insane because I get messages sometimes from people telling me, yeah, this person did this and this and this to me. And they tell me the worst kind of stories. Like they were really
destroyed.
Yes. And then they tell me, but that's my best friend. What should I do?
No, like, it's not.
First of all, this is not your best friend.
That's not.
Best friend would not make you feel like this.
That's an emotional vampire.
Yes.
Yeah.
A best friend is supposed to uplift you and to be there for you, to encourage you. But the person closest to us can damage us the most.
Yeah. Do you know the saying, our family pushes our buttons so many times because they're the ones who put them there?
No.
I love that.
It's cool.
It's a really good one. And I feel like, especially your friends, they should know what hurts you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't have many friends. I can say how many. It's like, maybe.
Yeah.
With you, it's maybe like six, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like having a big circle. No. I don't like many people. Many people don't like me because I'm like very loud and I talk a lot. But that's fine for me because I know that the people who actually like me, they love
appreciate
me.
You for
And they like me for what I have to say. They like me for what I do, you know? And then there's people who are like, well, but she has clout. And I'm like, damn, what do you want from me? Like, I'm not gonna, what is the plan behind this?
Yeah.
And that's like, damn, what is it? You know, and for some time, I was really afraid to, like, get into, like, more contact with you because I was scared that you were going to be like,
no,
she just wants my followers, you know?
No!
No, but I thought that because that's kind of, like, the thought I have with some people when they're like, can you post me?
Yeah.
Can you do this for me? You know? And I had this, like, thought at first, but I was like, damn, like, why wouldn't I just text you?
Yeah.
Like, I can just talk to you and be like, hey, want to go for a picnic?
Yes.
You know, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm intimidated by a lot of people, which many cannot tell, by the way. But I was intimidated by the fact that you're going to be like, no, thank you.
Yes, like I am very selective about my inner circle and about the people who I let to enter my inner circle. But I always trust my intuition. If my intuition tells me, okay, this person has no good intentions that I then I won't tell you, okay, let's get come over and yeah. let's do something. Because...
But that's the right thing to do.
Yes. I know a lot of people and I do some things with them, but I wouldn't trust them with my whole life.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
For example, I don't introduce my boyfriend to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I introduced him to you, for example, because I thought like, okay, first of all, you're not going to be like, oh my God, hi.
No.
Like, that's just not the kind of person you are. But I have met people, for example, through TikTok, you know, I never show him. I never show him fully.
Yeah.
And I did a few vlogs like last year when I showed his back or his side or whatever, but you could never see his face. Sometimes I would cover it with like a piece of candy or whatever.
Yeah,
you
I would do the same.
Yeah, you couldn't see him because that's mine. Yes. That's my boyfriend, you know?
And like then, private but not a secret.
Yeah. And then at some point, I remember I was on my For You and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know, because there was a video about me and my boyfriend. And it was like, okay, so we know Alex is... 5'4" or in meters 164, and I was like, damn, how do they know that? what the fuck is going on, you know?
Yeah.
And then they had a picture where he was standing like in front of me.
Uh-huh.
You could only see his back, and they're like, okay, according to this chart, he has to be somewhere around.
Oh my god! Like yeah. they analyzed
the living crap out of him, and then it was like, okay, so we saw this part of his face. We saw this. We know he wears glasses, and we know he does this, and we know he does that. You know what? Honestly, if you put your mind to it, you can find him.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hide him that well.
I don't like people who don't respect your privacy.
But that's not it. Like, they had this whole collage of him,
mm-hmm.
me, what kind of shirts he owns and stuff. Like, really crazy stuff. His hair length and when which picture was taken. Like, it was crazy, you know? And then one day I was using his phone. I was on Instagram because I think mine was charging or upstairs. I don't remember. And I was like, can I see who's texting you? Like, the DMs.
Uh-huh.
He was like, yeah, sure, go for it. There's probably only like the sex bots. And I was like, yeah, cool, I'm gonna do it. And so I look at one and I'm like, damn, that's not a sex bot.
Uh-huh.
And I read the message like, hey, I'm a big fan of your girlfriend. Like, would you wanna like get together and drink some coffee and talk?
Oh my god.
I was like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And I honestly did not react the way I should have. Mm-hmm. I just deleted the message. But I was so mad. And then I didn't show him for a long time after that.
Some people don't respect a relationship and they get turned on by the fact that some guys are in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because they think if especially, I get him to cheat, like I am so special.
Especially if it's someone who's more known.
Mm.
You know, they're like, well, she's so well known. She makes money. She's this, she's that.
Mm.
And he cheated on her with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, get a grip.
Like, I had a boyfriend. And I know that he talked to other girls about me when we broke up and he told them very bad things about me.
Love that.
But also, like, he tried to push his worth by saying, yeah, I dated her and you know she has such high expectations.
I
was like, if you really lived up to my expectations, you wouldn't be gone by now.
Yeah.
You would still be by my side because I wouldn't have let you go.
Yeah, that's so stupid. You know, also... I had this one ex-boyfriend I told you about many times. He was crazy, by the way, like legit crazy. And I remember after we broke up, I kept hearing rumors about me.
Mm.
Like, I stink, I'm disgusting. Yeah, honestly, like, I don't know about you, how you feel next to me, but I don't feel like I smell bad. Like, I love smelling good, but that's the whole thing about me.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, intimacy with her is bad and she just lays there. Like, not to toot my own horn, but to toot, bitch. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, and she's just, like, lays there flat and does nothing and she doesn't want to do anything.
Oh, my God.
Like, and I was like,
that's when you know that they are triggered when they spread rumors about you and hate about you.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I don't know, like, everything he said about me, but I once talked to my best friend, Dasha, and she was like, so what do you think? What is he saying?
Mm.
I was like, honestly, I don't know, but it's enough so his crazy girlfriends don't text me.
Yeah.
Also, like, let's be honest. What can you say about me that's so bad that, I mean, I'm a blessing.
Yeah.
And not even in disguise. I'm a blessing.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm the best girlfriend you can have. Like,
yeah.
I cook for you. I do stuff for you. Like, I only do, like, the really cool stuff for you if we've been dating for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, like, a fling, like, 3 months, I'm not going to do anything for you.
Yeah, he tried to keep them away from you because if they messaged you, you would tell them what he did to you.
They would have known what kind of crazy ass he is. Not to lie, but, like, my whole TikTok career just began because I was talking crap about him, but it was true. You know, it was like, I said bad things about him, but those things were all true.
But did you really say bad things about him, or did you tell people the truth about him?
I told people the truth about him.
That's the difference.
And that's the difference.
You can see if someone is toxic by observing how they treat you on your birthday.
Special occasions, birthdays.
My ex-boyfriend, for example, on my birthday, I got excited because a lot of people were messaging me or calling me, and I got excited because growing up, I never had a lot of people messaging me. I
was attention.
Alone. Yes. And he was like, I want to talk to you right now. I need to discuss some things with you. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, give me 20 minutes to thank all of them and I will be there for you. And then he was like, do you know what? Like, it was half an hour into my birthday at night. He was like, I break up with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
There's the door.
Yes, on my birthday.
That's so crazy.
Like, it's so funny now to think about this. Yeah. Because
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And you know, for example, with my relationships, like, I had some of them were situationships. All of those guys, like, they broke up with me around Valentine's Day. Like, always, like, on Valentine's Day, a few days before Valentine's Day.
They didn't want to buy you flowers.
Oh, for sure they didn't want you. And the interesting thing is, that's why my now boyfriend asked me to be his girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because he knew I hated Valentine's Day.
He tried to heal this wound.
Yeah, it was really cute. Because, you know, I only got flowers on Valentine's Day from my dad. That's so sad. Mm-hmm. And he was the one who was like, you know what? No, we're going to make Valentine's Day a good day.
Cute, yes.
Yeah, in retrospect, it was maybe a little bit cringe, but now I think it's cute. And I remember I kept on pushing him, like, so what are you going to ask me? Because I was scared of it becoming a situationship. Because we've been such great friends. We've been best friends for years. We've known each other since we were 14. And I was really scared that he's going to just use me and then dump me. So I was like, so, is there going to be a question soon?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, what do you mean? I was like,
he was too innocent to even understand.
Yeah, he didn't get it. If you want to hear more of us, just wait until the next week. And if you'd like to share your opinion and your experiences, just text them to me at Instagram at alexandra.orem. alexandra.orem. Thank you for listening.